Hey, don't laugh at me, Felix.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Jasmine Garz in El DF, Ciudad México, Mexico City.
Jasmine, we have a week of new music, great new music. I've got a track from a group called De La Tierra, which can be sort of like, I guess you consider it a super group. Members of Maná, Fabulosos Cadillacs, Sepultura, and you brought something new as well.
I brought a lot of new stuff. You know how you told me that once a week there's like one song that I'm obsessed with? Well, actually, I'm obsessed with every song on this week's show. This is a DJ producer called Cryone, or Cry One. It's K-R-Y-O-N-E. And the track is called, are you ready for my Portuguese, everyone? Just everyone imagine I stuffed a potato in my mouth ao alto. But he's actually from Mexico, and he has this really cool record label called Pira MD, like Pyramid Records, and it just combines these amazing Mexican DJs. But even though he's a Mexican producer DJ, this is a very, very Brazilian song, and that beat that they're using, like, that is very much funk carioca, Brazilian funk.
This track I really like, and here's why. Because see the basic rhythm, do you know what it is? It's a cachixi. It's those little tiny baskets, they look like little baskets, and they have beads inside of them, and you play them usually with traditional Brazilian music, and his mouth is approximating the cachixi rhythm in a traditional rhythm. Listen.
Reading this evolutionary biologist. Oh, his name is Mark Changisi, and he has this awesome book called Harnessed: How Language and Music Mimicked Nature and Transformed Ape to Man. I mean, for the music nerds that listen to Alt Latino, check that book out. And basically what the guy says is that language evolved from humans imitating the sounds of nature, and music is the sounds of humans moving in nature. So I'm always really excited by these instruments that are just basically the sounds of nature, you know, like the one you just described, or, you know, like the skull that gets used in San Jarocho. What do you call that?
The quijada, the jawbone.
I love those instruments that really go to that theory. Next up we have, so we've been playing a lot of really great Latin female MCs, Latin rappers. And next up I want to play this artist from Uruguay. And she's really, you know, but she's one of the pioneers of not just of Latin hip hop, not just of Latin female hip hop, but of Latin female hip hop from the River Plate area. This is Alika y Nueva Alianza. She's from Uruguay. And this song, Felix, I love this song. And I've been listening to it all week. I literally, Felix, I've listened to nothing else.
No paso el faro.
I like how she uses that reggae, and it gets back to the whole tradition within reggae of this type of rapping, this type of emceeing, where you're just talking almost nonstop, and sort of like a precursor to rapping in a lot of ways. But that's what this song reminds me of.
That's really, I mean, it just got me in a really good mood. I don't know. You know, it's a good song for the winter, too.
We're going to keep the beat going because you brought in one of your dance tracks.
I see what you're doing, Felix. I know what you're doing. You're getting all of my song picks out of the way so that you can finish the show, you know, with your songs.
Well, I wouldn't consider it out of the way because, believe it or not, I have a dance track that I brought in. But we'll get back to that later. Tell us about this next group.
Okay, so this is a group from Spain, Hydrogenis. You know what? What else? I brought like a lot. I'm just realizing I brought a lot of songs and albums and bands today that I can't really pronounce. It's like I'm willingly making a fool out of myself on national radio.
There you go.
But okay, again. Pretend I've just stuffed a potato in my mouth. Hydrogenesi. But anyway, it's a band from Spain, and I love the melody on this next song, and it's also an incredibly funny song. It's called Disfraz de Tigre, or Tiger Disguise.
La conocimos en su primer día de trabajo, media jornada en la caja de un supermercado. Le preguntamos a qué te dedicas y nos dijo: soy una caja registradora, soy una caja registradora. En la feria anual de los sintetizadores le dejamos probar nuestro nuevo vocoder. Se acercó al micro y dijo: soy pusieron delante de sus nuevos compañeros, le preguntaron de dónde venía y dijo: yo he venido de mi casa, yo he venido de mi casa. En la fiesta de disfraces se hizo un traje a rayas, una cola muy larga y guantes con garras. Le preguntamos qué era y dijo: soy un disfraz de tigre, soy un disfraz de tigre. Hacía más de 2 años que no la
That song reminded me of the Talking Heads.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you know what else? I love, you know, we talk about bands, about lyrics a lot. Yeah, and it's, you know, obviously people love to sing about love and heartbreak and sadness. I just kind of love when bands talk about, like, everyday things. And I know, you know, that's such a good point, Felix, that you're just so brilliant.
What did I say?
Well, the Talking Heads thing, it does actually remind me, what's that Talking Heads song, you know, you wake up, you might wake up in this beautiful house and say, this is not my house.
It's called Once in a Lifetime.
Oh, Once in a Lifetime. Okay. And, you know, Once in a Lifetime is also talking about big things, but very mundane things, you know, like a guy who just finds himself in this very middle class existence. And he's like, how the hell did I get here?
Funny we should mention the Talking Heads, because I have a new track from the Chilean vocalist María del Pilar.
Okay.
And it's called Quién Eres. And when I was listening to it, it also reminded me of a Talking Heads track. This is in your category. This is dance music. But I was intrigued because I really like the way the music bed underneath, the way her vocals just sort of dance on top of it. But the music bed is just strictly late 70s. Early 80s funk that just kills
Felix,
on this track.
Pushing your boundaries.
So check this out. This is María del Pilar. This is called Quién Eres. This is nothing like me at
God,
all, right?
Felix. Okay, I'm really worried. I just think that maybe while I was in Mexico City, somebody kidnapped the real Felix. And Felix Joaquin Contreras is like in a basement somewhere, tied up. And someone replaced you. And meanwhile, Felix is in the basement like, no, please don't play 80s songs. You can't do it.
Well, okay. You know how I always talk about how I really kind of checked out during the 80s. You know, there was a strain of music. There were a handful of bands that I really, really enjoyed from the 80s. And the Talking Heads was one of them. There were other bands like Chic, these funk bands that were just superbly musical and creating this funk groove. You know, playing funk rhythm guitar is an art that goes all the way back to James Brown, comes up through Sly and the Family Stone, and then up through bands like Chic. And that's what I'm hearing on this track is great. Yeah. Rhythm guitars underneath, a killer groove, and the interplay of all these different sounds. That's what I'm hearing, and that's what really fascinated me about this song. Let me play a little bit of a Talking Heads track. I'm going to play a track from the album Speaking in Tongues, where they augmented their quartet with extra bass players, drummers, percussionists. Bernie Worrell, who used to play with Parliament, was on keyboards. Again, this is Pull Up the Roots. Now listen to the interplay of all the instruments, and you'll hear what I'm talking about from Maria Pilar. Keyboard parts, the cowbell parts, yes. All that stuff.
Yes.
All that to say is that new track from Maria del Pilar has all of those elements that just attracted me to a certain brand of 80s music that just really had a big part in my life at a certain point. And believe it or not, Jasmine, there's a part of me that's also a metalhead. One of my first albums was Black Sabbath's Master of Reality. And I heard an album the other day by a group called De La Tierra. And De La Tierra is so a super group of sorts. It's Andreas Kisser from Sepultura is on guitar.
Yay!
Alex Gonzalez from Maná is on drums. Señor Flavio from Los Fabulosos Cadillacs is on bass. And Andres Jimenez from Animal is also on guitar. And they did a album together. They cleared all their schedules off. They did one album together. And it's a really good metal album that just gets me back to my metal roots. And I was able to do a short interview with Alex Gonzalez and Andres Jimenez from our studios in Culver City. This is Alex and Andres talking about the new album.
I always wanted to play metal music because I love hard rock music and metal music. So when I was in Buenos Aires, Argentina, with Maná, after the show, Andres was backstage and I told him, dude, you know what? Remember what you told me about, you know, doing something together? Well, this is the moment. And he says, well, I have the bass player that would be, you know, the ideal guy for the band. And I go, who? And he goes, Señor Flavio from Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. I go, dude, that's awesome. I've known him for so many years. He was one of the first friends that I met when Maná went for the first time to play in Buenos Aires. He was there in a club when we were playing like for only 20 people.
Wow.
Yeah, so he was there, you know, supporting us and rooting us, and we've always had a very good relationship. So speaking for Andres, he always played in power trios, you know, three guys in a band. And he says, you know, I would like to do something different. I'd like this to be a four-piece band. And I said, awesome. And he goes, that way the guitars are even louder. We have solos, you know, and the way two guitars can work against one another. So I said, well, who do you have in mind? He says, I have the ideal guitar player, but I don't think it's going to be possible because he's a very important guitar player and he's doing a lot of things also. So I said, well, who is it? He says, Andres Kisser from Sepultura. And I go, dude, don't worry about it. Let me give him a call. He's a good friend. We played together. You know, he played with us in Rock in Rio. I played with him when the Scorpions went to Guadalajara. So, and we've had a very good relationship for many years. So I sent him an email. He was with Sepultura playing in Italy. And when he left the stage and he saw his mail, he immediately answered back. He says, don't look for any other guitar players. I'm your guy. So that's how, you know, it just started as four friends wanting to play together and enjoy sharing, you know, a same passion for a genre that we love, which is metal music.
Andrés, con tantas influencias musicales, ¿no? Dentro de miembros del grupo, por ejemplo, ska, pop, rock, ritmos latinos, todo eso, yes. ¿Por qué llegaron al metal, el sonido del metal?
Porque amamos el metal. Todos, yo toqué toda la vida metal. Y era muy importante para no ser una banda más, para no ser una banda reiterativa, para romper el molde, ¿no? Sí. Para decir... Somos latinoamericanos, sonamos como una banda gringa, pero no somos gringos, somos latinos. Y eso era muy importante para nosotros porque también es muy importante nunca olvidarse de la raíz de donde uno viene. Como en este caso, yo sé que muchos por ahí no entienden lo que estoy hablando en este momento porque son... hijos de latinos, pero que aprendieron solamente a hablar inglés porque viven en un país donde se habla inglés. Pero es muy importante nunca olvidarse de la raíz de donde uno viene.
Alex, which track for you was the most fun or challenging to record from the drummer's chair? And I'm asking you because, you know, I'm a drummer, I play congas and stuff. So, cool, man. I'm very interested to know from your perspective which one was the most fun or challenging to play in terms of keeping time and all that.
I remember when Andres sent me Cosmonauta Quechua, which that wasn't the title. It was actually track number 4. And I remember I heard this and I was at my house and I was like going, oh my freaking God, you know, what's, you know, because he programmed it on a drum machine. So when I was listening to it, I said, okay, I have to subdivide all this stuff. And remember, I never took lessons. I never had any professional training whatsoever. You know, I learned by playing by ear and trying to copy my idols, you know, like Keith Moon and John Bonham and Ringo and Stuart Copeland and Terry Bozzio, Neil Peart. Those were my guys, and I would try to imitate or try to at least try to play what they were playing on the records and stuff. So when I heard this, it was, first of all, an amazing song. And the speed was so incredible. It's like, you know, I had never played anything like that. I mean, I had tried it. You know, I love Charlie from Anthrax and, you know, Dave Lombardo from Slayer. And those guys are amazing, but I had never played in a band doing that kind of stuff, you know. So it was very cool in the studio. You know, they would give me tips, you know, try this, try that. And actually, when I was in the studio, I did something on the kick drums that wasn't very conventional, per se, what normally metal drummers do. But, you know, that's the good thing. You know, I don't think as a metal drummer. I think as a drummer and should have groove and intensity and power. And when Andres heard it, was like, man, I don't know what you're doing, but do it. And so I just did it. And people have been blown away by that track. So I'm very happy with that result. You know?
Are you still there?
I am. That was an awesome interview. I love their story of how they got together as a band. It reminds me of how we got together, how you were like, oh, I have this awesome co-host in mind, but she probably won't be able to do it. She's too busy buying Pop-Tarts at the vending machine.
It just sounds like a lot of fun. It just sounds like they had a lot of fun recording it, and they were having a lot of fun in the studio. So check out that interview on our website.
Felix, how come you never played metal?
Because I can't play that fast.
Congas, you play the congas really fast.
Yeah, but there are no congas in metal. It's all drum set, man. There's no metal congas. I've yet to hear a band that had where it worked. Okay, I've heard bands that played it and it didn't really work.
I can think of one band where you remember when we saw that guy. The Cuban guy who used to be with Los Aldeanos.
That worked. And
what's his name?
His name was Yotuel.
Yotuel.
And he did. And that I wish that album would have come out, because that's, like I said, that's one of the few times where I heard metal work with conga and bata and Cuban. Oh, and that was amazing.
So
but
good.
It's lost to the ether because we don't know why that album never came out. Mm. Anyway, that's why I never played metal. But that was our little blast of metal.
Very cool. Thank you.
And now we're going to switch gears completely. Take your metal clothes off. Get out of the mosh pit.
I wasn't wearing
get
metal
on a chair.
Clothes. I'm wearing sweatpants. Fine.
And sit on a pillow and listen to this. This is a great track by a singer from Canada. Her name is Alejandra Rivera. She's based in Montreal. She's originally from Toronto. Her father's Argentine. Her mother's Scottish. She has a new album out called La Boca. This is a thing called Cien Lunas, and I really, really dig this track and the album.
En el silencio, la luna regresa a su trono. Ella revela su cara, me da consuelo cuando pienso que no te puedo ver, pero tú estás bajo la luz de la
sabiendo que nuestro amor fue.
Felix, you really did a 180 on me there. Leave it to
completely.
Felix to play a, like a 10-minute segment on heavy metal and then be like, and now let's relax with some sounds of yoga.
You know, it's very much, it's a palate cleanser. Let's just call it a palate cleanser. How's that?
And we need a palate cleanser because we're finishing off the show with a track I can't even put into words how excited I am about this track.
Yeah, we're both pretty excited. This is a sneak preview of a single that will be included on her album that's going to be released in mid-March. The album's called Vengo, and the single is called Vengo. This is brand new Ana Tijoux.
De respuestas con el manojo lleno y las venas abiertas, vengo como un libro abierto, ansiosa de aprender la historia no contada de nuestros ancestros, con el viento que dejaron los abuelos y que vive en cada pensamiento de esta amada tierra, tierra. Quien sabe cuidarlo es quien de verdad la quiera, vengo para mirar de nuevo, para ver lo cierto y despertar el ojo ciego, sin miedo, tú y yo. Descolonicemos lo que nos enseñaron con nuestro pelo negro, con pómulos marcados, con el orgullo indio en el alma tatuado. Vengo con la mirada, vengo con la palabra, esa palabra hablada, vengo sin temor a no perder nada. Vengo como el niño que busca de su morada la entrada al origen, la vuelta de su cruzada. Vengo a buscar la historia silenciada, la historia de una tierra saqueada. Vengo con el mundo y vengo con los pájaros, vengo con las flores y los árboles, sus cantos. Vengo con el cielo y sus constelaciones, vengo con el mundo y todas sus estaciones. Vengo agradecida al punto de partida, vengo con la madera, la montaña y la vida. Vengo con el aire, el agua, la tierra y el fuego. Vengo a mirar el mundo de nuevo. Vengo con mis ideas como escudo, con el sentir humano, a vivir este mundo donde el hombre nuevo busca el contrapunto. Vengo humano, vengo como tú, en busca de la huella, de la pieza del árbol y de su corteza, que guarda en su memoria que el canto de victoria, cuando vimos de la tierra lloramos con tal euforia. Y abrimos así nuestros brazos, tan encadilados, y nos acurrucamos al origen de los tiempos, a la fuente del universo, donde yace el sentimiento de vivir este comienzo. Vengo con la sangre roja, con los pulmones llenos de rimas en mi boca, con los ojos rasgados, con la tierra en las manos. Venimos con el mundo y venimos con su canto. Vengo a construir un sueño, el brillo de la vida que habita en el hombre nuevo. Vengo buscando un ideal de un mundo sin clase que se pueda levantar. Vengo con los pájaros, vengo con las flores y los árboles, sus cantos. Vengo con el cielo y sus constelaciones, vengo con el mundo y todas sus estaciones. Vengo agradecida al punto de partida, vengo con la madera, la montaña y la vida. Vengo con el aire, el agua, la tierra y el fuego. Vengo a mirar el mundo de nuevo. Vengo a mirar el mundo de nuevo. De respuestas con el manojo lleno y las venas abiertas, vengo. Vengo buscando un ideal de un mundo sin clase que se pueda levantar. Vengo con nuestro pelo negro, con pómulos marcados, con el orgullo indio en el alma tatuado. Vengo.
What I really like about Ana Tijoux is the music that she uses underneath her stuff. Because as you remember, she's a huge jazz fan. And always impressed by the music that she uses underneath, the beats that she uses. It's
And this album also uses a lot of like jazz, but it also, you know, because like her Elephant mixtape, which came out right after 1977. And it was a mixtape of 1977 songs. And it had, I just think it's one of the best mixtapes I've heard in a really long time. And it's all like jazz influences mixed with her hip hop, you know? But this album also fuses a lot of like Inca, Inca music, a lot of flutes and pan flutes, which is, you know, it's cool because I think Inca music and like that music from northern Chile and Peru, it's been I don't want to name names, but it's been really like made into something bland and shopping mall like, you know, that you listen to at certain coffee shops. And but it's beautiful music, and that there's no reason why people should roll their eyes and be like, oh, it's that pan flute music again. It's beautiful. And I think she just really took it back and is doing something awesome with it.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the record. And we did something different this time. We didn't talk over it to say that you can hear the rest of the songs in the show in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino, and the conversation always keeps on going on our social media.
And we've just added a boatload of songs to our 24/7 stream, Alt Latino Radio. You can find that at npr.org/music. I'm Felix Contreras.
I don't believe that, but not after some of the music you played today. I think you're an imposter, and I think Felix Contreras is in his basement, tied up, trying to get loose and play a lot of Santana and 70s stuff. But, okay, sure, I like you just as much as I like Felix Contreras. I am Jasmine Garst in Mexico City.
This has been Out Latino.